I witnessed a real life situation last night that reminded me of just how quickly life can be lost due to one's own bad decisions. I witnessed a tormented soul being released because its path on this earth, for reasons beyond any of us can comprehend, had come to an end. What I did know for a fact, however, due to the circumstances of the situation, was that the choice that was made was a choice made by a person that was hiding from themselves and trying to escape their own reality. And when one is trying to escape their own reality, they're trying to escape their own internal self. Why is self-development, self-care, and self-love so important? Because you'll never be able to outrun what happened in your past. It will always be with you deep within your subconscious. You will never be able to overwrite and cover over the pain and hurt you experienced in your past. Because just like a blade of grass that finds the crack in the cement and grows through it, the same will happen when cracks in your consciousness are found by old embedded beliefs and fears from your past or your youth and begin to come through. Sure, you can yank them out or stomp them down, but until you dig deep, find the seed, and face it, acknowledge it, cope with it, and remove the power it has over you, you will never truly get rid of it. The best and most effective way to get over your past is to go through it, understand it, face it, and then conquer it. And it's not until you conquer it that you will be able to rewrite your future. This can only be achieved through self-care and self-reflection. You must have regular checkups with yourself. Have real conversations with yourself and ask yourself, how are you doing? Mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. And if you do know or do not feel like you are giving yourself honest answers, because we are all masters at lying to ourselves, then search out a trusted friend or person to help you explore these true answers. In this world, there are a million and one ways to distract ourselves from ourselves. And there is a reason for that, and it's not a good one. However, the only way to attain true happiness in our lives is through knowing and understanding ourselves. It happens internally before it happens externally. All of those cliche sayings like, become the change you want to see in the world, they look good on a Pinterest board or an Instagram post. However, there is a real deep truth to these that must be taken seriously. How many lives have to be lost to depression and suicide before we understand that self-care, self-love, and self-exploration is the answer? How many heart attacks from severe stress have to continue before we understand that stress is self-induced? How many drug overdoses must continue before we realize that we are just running from or hiding from ourselves? Personal development and self-care is not just a trendy topic or something only for people who want to be successful or someone who wants to be a public speaker or someone who wants to continue to climb the social, corporate, or economic ladders. No. Personal development is for you. It's for me. It's for all of us and any of us who want to begin to be stronger and more successful inside and learn to stand in our worth. Self-care is for those who want to learn what it really means to self-love. Self-discovery is the most noble and most challenging journey you can choose to embark on. However, at the risk of saying another cliche line, it has to start with you. No one can do this for you. There is no drug that can be taken. There is no surgical procedure that can be achieved. There is no easy fix. Every single one of us has a skeleton in our past that we are hiding from. And the sad truth is that the longer we keep hiding, the larger the skeleton grows and the deeper it gets embedded in our subconscious. Till one day, that skeleton becomes your Grim Reaper. Will it come to you in the form of an incurable disease? Will it come to you in the form of a realization of a life filled with emptiness? Will it come to you when you are seemingly sitting at the top of your game and yet you're still unhappy? Will it come to you in the form of a failed marriage? Will it come to you in the form of a needle? Will it come to you at the bottom of a bottle? Will it come to you at the loss of a loved one? Or will it come to you at the end of your years when you're sitting there in your last moments, scared to death as to what's coming next, because you have so much from your past that has not been dealt with? However it will come, it will come. The question is, when it comes, will you be happy with who you were? And will you be happy enough with yourself to take that self to whatever's next? Only you can answer this question. I'm a real leadership and high-performance coach. However, I believe that real leaders are made, not born. And high performance comes from within, not without. How can you achieve your highest heights if your past is anchoring you down? How can you be the best partner, lover, friend, mother, father, son, or sister when you are not even your best self? How can you expect others to look up to you when you do not truly look up to yourself? How can you lead masses when you cannot even lead yourself? How can you motivate millions when you cannot even motivate yourself? How can you heal another's past when the healing of your own past is a mystery to you? How can you educate others on how to achieve their inner greatness when you have no clue how to achieve your own? See, it all begins inside of you. Self-mastery is an impossible achievement because we should always be growing and always be learning. However, it is about the journey of self-mastery, not the attainment of it. To become your best self starts with a willingness to be open and communicate about yourself with yourself. I urge you to begin this conversation. I implore you to begin to see your worth. I ask you to ask yourself, what are my limiting beliefs and how can I overcome them? Because just by asking the question, it will set you on a journey that will be more rewarding than any executive level, any celebrity status, any amount of money attained, and any mountain summited. Be yourself. Develop yourself. Trust yourself. Love yourself. Raise yourself. You are the only you there is. So therefore you are unique. You are valuable. And you are all you got.